Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So two-thirds of everybody listening, supposedly, keep this in their car. Certain car owners are more likely to do it. They want me to give you the cars?
Yes.
Yes.
Before we get to that. People most likely to keep this in their car drive Hyundais, BMWs, and Mercedes. Two of those are similar to me, but...
Condoms.
People who are most likely to do it are also men and younger drivers. And certain cities have more of it than others, but that's boring. How about you sticking with condoms?
Yeah, yeah. Those are the cars of cheaters.
You got a guess, Steve?
Wait, what? The cars of cheaters?
Yeah, BMWs and Mercedes. The Hyundai surprises me, too.
But doesn't make any sense.
You know.
I do have a guess, but it's not based on that. It's based on something you said, like your tease for it.
Uh-huh.
One of us has admitted to it, so I'm going to say an axe.
Less specific.
A weapon.
A weapon. Two-thirds of people apparently carry the... It says two-thirds of people say they have kept a weapon in the car before or currently. 4% say they've needed it. How many do you have a weapon in your car right now?
Depends on what's classified as a weapon. An actual weapon, a gun, a knife, stuff like that? No, I don't.
What is your weapon that you have?
There's a tire iron? No, there's a hatchet in there.
A hatchet?
Under the back seat, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for the purposes of weapons, but push comes to shove.
No, it's not. No. It's in a place that it would be fairly hard for me to get to if I needed a quick weapon.
Right.
Honestly, but...
Kelly, do you have a weapon in the car?
I do.
Do you want to say what it is?
It's her fists!
Yeah, it's these bad boys. Mr. Left Hand and Mr. Right Hand. And by Mr., I mean
it's
Mrs.
Tom O'Leary and whatever that other
Jack
guy
Johnson.
Was.
Jack Johnson.
Yeah. I had bear spray in my car.
Bear spray?
Mm-hmm.
Bear spray.
Some people are like, did she say hairspray?
No, I said bear spray.
In case cocaine bear is there.
Yeah, you never know. I've had people come up to my car before, so sometimes Mace just doesn't feel like it's going to do it, and a big old can of bear spray will scare
him.
If it's going to scare a bear, it's going to scare a man.
Scare me.
Steve?
I don't.
No? I don't either.
No.
Rachel, do you have a weapon in your car?
Like Hot Wings, I have things that I can use as weapons, but not
like what?
Like not a knife. I do keep my Razor scooter in my car. As like a getaway.
You know, it's not a real Razor, right?
As a getaway.
As a getaway. And
what?
also.
So wait, you're going to get away from someone. You're going to have time to get it out. I don't know if it's folded, but if so, unfold it, get on, and then scoot away.
Is that going to be quicker than just driving the car?
Yes, if I am out of my car or not allowed to be in my car. If I have to get out of my car and get away from somewhere fast, I have a scooter. But also, unfolding my scooter really quickly and like hitting somebody with it. Yes, I used to keep a bat in my car. I have pepper spray on me at all times, and I do have a pocket knife on me constantly.
Mm-hmm. I do have a pocket knife in my car, too, and a shovel for snow season.
Oh, yeah,
so I guess
shovel,
that would
too.
Be a, a weapon. Yeah,
I always got to keep something on me.
I don't blame you.
People come up to my car when I'm driving downtown to hear all the time.
Well, I've heard it's chaos, right?
I'm stopped somewhere. There's always someone coming up to my car. It's scary.
This text, it says, Sarah in the Tri-Cities of Tennessee says, I'm a realtor. I always have a gun on me or in the car.
Oh, I would if I were a realtor. I mean, you're meeting with a bunch of strangers going into strange situations.
Any of those salespeople that are constantly driving to, like, all the time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Babysitters with, like, kids in the car. I would be totally fine if I found out my babysitter had some sort of weapon to keep the kids safe.
This text from the 860, I drive a Hyundai and I have a 9mm in my car right now. Well, see, that's proof.
There you go.
That's science, everyone. This says LED and lithium batteries have wrecked it, but everybody used to carry a 4D cell battery maglite.
Oh, yeah.
As their
I had a maglite.
My dad, my brother, and I all had one.
I had one, I remember my old truck because it fit just perfectly in between the seat and the console. I didn't need to, like, hook it in there anyway. You just boop. slide it right
Yeah, those
in.
Things
yeah,
are that, strong that as thing, hell. Yeah. I still have it.
Yeah, and with 4D batteries, it basically weighed about 40 pounds.
It's
too.
They're heavy, yeah.
Yeah, you could have hit a baseball with it.
Mm-hmm.
This one, my golf clubs are in the car. However, I'm going to need whoever's mad at me to wait patiently while I get them out of the trunk and take off the head covers.
Yes.
That's true.
I don't keep anything in my car. I keep, I'm,
you like, you like it. You like it like you
I
just
like
got
nothing.
It.
Nothing. I don't even like opening the glove compartment and seeing a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah, mine's got, my, just, all of mine are due for a good interior reaming yeah. right now. Like, you know, you just eventually you get the oil changed. You go shove the slip into the glove box. It, like, it's yeah. all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All
That's right. where I get in trouble.
It is
and
time
And then every once
clean.
In a while, I wait for somebody at an appointment. And I go, I'm going to clean out the glove box. This one, I have a trucker's tire bat. It's like
trucker.
The size of a novelty bat at a baseball game, but metal. What do they? I mean, are, what do they do with those?
I
something with the tires, obviously.
Tire bat. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I wonder because I've seen, like when truckers they'll do like their vehicle check before they go on a long trip, and I've seen them hit all of the tires, and I think it the idea. Well, it. Because if your tire has, like, popped the bead or if it's off or something, it'll make it obvious. I don't know if it's, like, the sound or you actually see it move.
There are certain things where you see a text from somebody on one, and you go, I don't know if that's true. And then you see a couple more, and you go, it must be true. Numerous people have written in and said that if you carry a baseball bat, you should also have a ball and a glove in your car, and your lawyer will thank you should you have to use it. And then someone else wrote and said it's illegal to carry a bat in the car without a ball and glove. That can't be true, because otherwise how would you get your bat home from the
it
store?
It is not illegal to carry a bat in
I
your car.
I bought a bat at Dick's Sporting Goods, but I got to go home and get my ball and glove before I can bring it home.
Good God.
Yeah, they had to give you your bat in like a brown bag so you could carry it home yes. without them getting in trouble.
Yeah, you can't walk down the sidewalk with that guy.
Is that a bat-sniffing dog over there? Oh, man, I'm dead meat. Trucker says it's the sound it makes, the tire
okay,
bumper.
So it's like,
all right, yeah.
Then they wrote, you guys have good brains. Way to figure it out.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, man, I mean, that's a trade thing. I don't expect you to know everything about a microphone.
Mm-hmm. There's not that much to know.
Not really. No.
Yeah, I mean,
you're talking to them. Plus, what do you know about microphones?
Very little.
You're glib.
Yeah.
What is the closest you've ever been to a road rage incident? Hot Wings.
Oh boy. It's been a long time since I've had anything like really where I was a little worried. I don't know. I don't really have one. I mean, I've had my moments where I'm like yelling, but even then I was never like a run the guy off the road kind of guy.
Where you thought somebody was going to come after you or whatever. Kelly, what about
it's
you?
It's been a long time.
When
it has happened.
But first moved here from Georgia to Michigan, I had this, there was a whole area where it was closed, like getting onto the interstate was closed, and we didn't know that, so I had to back up, and the cars behind me had to back up, and we were doing this loop-de-loop, and as I'm trying to turn, there was actually a car in front of me who couldn't figure out what they were doing, but the guy behind me didn't know that. He just thought it was me stalling.
Yeah.
After we'd all had like a frustrating situation where, great, they didn't put a sign up saying the interstate was closed. Now there's 15 cars that need to turn around, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got out of his car and came and went, bam, 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 on my window. And he was like, learn how to effing drive. And I just looked at him and I was like, please don't touch my window.
Well, and I always, in my mind, I always imagine that you could crack the window and explain to them and they'd go, oh, I feel stupid. But that's not how it goes.
No.
Yeah. They're already mad in that case.
That's going to happen.
Jason from Chattanooga, I've had a gun waved out of a window at me before. What's sad is how many people have had that where you're just mad about road rage and all of a sudden somebody's ready to shoot someone or at least threaten them.
I had a guy last summer, I think I talked about it on the air, where I thought for sure he did turn around and start following us. But luckily, there just happened to be a cop right in the parking lot that I was driving through, because I had pulled into a parking lot and I cut this guy off. I 100% cut him off. And I did the, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, like the apology hands.
Yeah.
When you kind of pass by him, and he threw his car into park and got out of the car. We kept going. So I look in my rearview mirror and he's just standing there like walking up towards the car with his arms up, like ready to fight me.
Of course.
And luckily
I don't get it.
I know I kept driving through the parking lot. He got back in his car, turned around, started following us, and there just happened to be a cop on the other side of the parking lot who had pulled somebody over off of the main road that went by, and I just kind of hung right around them, and that guy finally kept going, but he was mean mugging the whole time he went by. I was like, man, if that cop wasn't here, this guy would have... There would have been some kind of interaction, some guy just like to fight. Yep.
This text: it's true. A bat is considered a concealed weapon if you don't have a glove and ball.
What if it will change
the? It will change the charges you may face by saying it, they could make an argument fairly or not that it's premeditated. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh.
This one: I was a victim of road rage when I visited Buffalo, New York. A guy tried stabbing my windows with a metal pole. I don't like that.
Wow.
This one, I was driving in San Antonio, and me and a lady got into a flip-each-other-off contest. We were so angry that my friend took the wheel so I could do a double bird and lean up out of my seat.
Oh, yeah, you got her.
Well, that certainly got the job done. Steve, you're still getting schooled by people that don't like your terrible knowledge of semi-trucks.
Okay. What did I do? What?
Steve continues to be stupid with his lack of trucker knowledge as he tried to explain the mini bat and why they hit the tires. Do your research. You said before truckers go on a long trip, you see a lot of truckers making a 5-minute commute. Nice try, stupid.
Yeah, you're right. There's no such thing as local truckers.
No,
yeah.
No, there's none.
Nope. Everyone.
No, they all have to go
hours.
They all have to go 2,000 miles every day.
Yeah.
Byron in Nashville says, "Hot Wings, put your money where your mouth is. Do you know what sound a microphone makes when you hit it with a bat? That guy knew what a tire made."
Oh yeah, I do. Big thunk, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice try, Byron. This text, Kelly, bear spray is less effective to humans due to its lower OC content. Look into Saber Home Defense. Spray just as big, but scary.
Okay.
Or Sabre.
Sabre,
I'm down. Anything to scare them off, you know?
All the experts are listening this morning.
My favorite is when people have road rage, like what I experienced, and as the guy was beating on my car window, he realized that there was a car in front of me. And he looked and he thought, oh, and he walked back to his car still huffing and puffing. The other day, I was sitting at a red light.
He didn't go up to the other car and go, hey, I was just telling the other lady. Yeah.
He was like, turn it off and drive. And I was like, please don't hit my window. And then I just kind of did one of these pointing things. But I also have very tinted windows, so I didn't think the guy could see me. And when he looked up and saw this little tiny car in front of my SUV, he's like, oh, dang. But the other day, I'm sitting at a red light that also is a left turn lane.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going straight. There's also a car in front of me going straight. So the left light blinks, and the guy behind me wanted to turn left. I'm like, sorry, bro, two of us are in front of you. Mm-hmm. And he's laying on his horn, and he's screaming something at me. And I just rolled down my window and put out a thumbs up. And, man, when people are flicking you off and they're pissed and you give out a thumbs up, they immediately get angry.
That's not diffusing the situation.
Yeah. I do the wave, but like the finger wave.
Then for whatever reason, at last minute, the car in front of me decided to turn left. So he noticed, oh, wait, this entire time there's been a car in front of her. It's not just her.
It's amazing.
And I did one of these slow, like from the top of my shoulder down with the thumbs up. Very, very intentional. And I just kept it there the whole time he was behind me.
Right. It's amazing how poorly sarcastic hand gestures work to, you know, bring a situation lower. Take the boil out of it.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.